We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're going to look at this week's power rankings. It is not sport exclusive today.
No, it's not. I found a bunch of cool power rankings yesterday for different things that I think are actually really interesting.
So we'll start first with baseball.
All right.
An early season surprise team surges into the top 10.
Well, we've already been in the top 10. And we're not surging now.
Yeah, that's true. Braves number one.
Mm-hmm.
Yankees number two. Orioles number three. We saw how good the Orioles were. The Guardians are up to number four.
Yeah, they're really good.
That has snuck it. The Royals are off to a nice start, and so is Cleveland. So mm-hmm. you got to catch Cleveland a little bit in this list. But to just roll through a power ranking and see the Royals in a top 10
is great.
Is pretty great. Mm-hmm. But they are down two spots this week.
Right.
To number eight.
Yeah, falling two spots to number eight.
So
that's losing, all right.
Losing two or three of the Orioles is nothing to be ashamed of, even if the list or the first of those losses ended a 9-game home win streak. There's more going on than just a little hot streak. Their four lineup stars, Salvi, Bobby, Vinny, and MJ, have combined for more home runs than six teams have in total. Think about that.
That's great.
The meat of the lineup.
Do the White Sox count on that list? Or?
Yes, they do. Even bad teams will count. So all number right. eight in this week's MLB.com Power Rankings.
Coming in at number eight, your long-distance request and dedication. This goes out to Jessica in Kansas City, whose Royals are red hot. Adele's Royal. Wait, did Adele sing that song?
Lord.
Oh.
Well, what? I knew that. Or, no. Lord, or Lordy.
I think it was Adele.
The Chiefs, meanwhile, are atop the Pro Football Focus pre-draft power rankings.
Coming in at number
that
one.
That seems like a lot of criteria. Before the draft and any picks that are made, we have our pre-draft power rankings. But the Chiefs, before the NFL draft, are ranked Number one. So we'll take it. 49ers, two. Ravens, three. Cowboys at number four.
Oh, boy.
Eagles at five. The Bengals and Bills at 9 and 10. Dolphins ahead of them at number seven.
Did the Cowboys find a quarterback?
Texans at number six. Oh.
I do like the Texans being at number six. I was just wondering if Dallas found a quarterback.
Yeah. They're being patient on what to do with him.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I think it's what.
So the answer's no.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And then USA Today did their NFL uniform power rankings.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen all the new uniforms, especially pop.
Right.
And
I got to be honest, Houston and Denver, meh.
Houston's H helmet sucks.
Yeah, it really does.
It looks like a terrible, UFL throwaway helmet.
Yeah, it's a bad look.
An XFL helmet that was in the on the shelf.
Like somebody found an old Houston Gamblers helmet
or
something.
Put an ugly H on the side and slapped it out there. It looks too generic for the NFL.
Well, I don't know.
To attempt at something.
If you heard the story that was going on yesterday, Ben Maller reported on it today on 610 Sports Radio. And yes, I said he reported on it. He was saying that the owner of the Tennessee Titans was like threatening to sue Houston for using too much of the Houston baby blues. That is the Oilers color, right?
Yeah.
They wanted to incorporate more of that. Here's the deal, Tennessee. You moved. You left. You do not get to keep all the colors and things that went with that franchise in Houston. I understand you're wearing the throwback Oiler jerseys at times, but once you left the city, you kind of left all the colors behind.
I don't know the
opinion.
Legalities of that. There could be legalities that you had to leave certain things. in order to leave.
Maybe. I don't know.
So they had the Raiders and Chargers tied for first.
It's hard to argue with those two uniforms. Two of the best in the NFL.
The Steelers third.
Yeah.
The Saints fourth.
Mm-hmm. I've never been a huge Saint fan either. Yeah.
The Seahawks number five. I do like the highlighter.
Yeah, I do
color
too.
Color uniform. I do. Yeah. I do. I do. I know they're a little weird. The Eagles at number six. I keep scrolling. Because we're told we don't change because it's
right.
Classic. But this list is not huge on the classics. Even the new Houston Texans uniforms coming at 14 ahead of the Chiefs at number 15.
15, middle of the pack. Read the write-up, please, Josh.
Their classic simple look is increasingly familiar. Just ask the Swifties. And the Arrowhead KC logo is becoming synonymous with excellence and dominance. But a little variety would be nice.
Yes.
The champs, the only team that doesn't employ a third jersey and is stubbornly disinterested in expanding their wardrobe. Pretty accurate.
Yep, nailed it.
Pretty accurate. Yeah, yeah.
Nailed it.
So I think that they pretty much nailed that. So yeah. 15. Yeah. All right, today's random power rankings. You can weigh in on yours at 913-586-7610, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. We've been going through our top 20 draft successes.
Right, right.
I guess we can then do our power ranking of draft busts.
Yeah, we can. Yeah.
So you can weigh in on yours at 913-586-7610. Cue the music. Number four for me, Trezell Jenkins.
That's a good one, yeah.
First round, 31st pick overall of the Chiefs. Played 9 games.
Mm-hmm.
Not a great hit rate.
Not a great hit rate, no.
9 games.
Nine
games. Number three, Colt Griffin for the Royals.
God, he was going to be so good,
number
right?
nine pick overall of 2001. I was super excited. He drove a Corvette. Mm-hmm. It said like 100 mph, I think was his license plate.
Right.
He had a personalized plate. Called a couple of games involving him in the minor leagues. Yep. I thought, this guy's going to make it to the Royals. Threw 100 miles an hour.
Not good.
I never made it past AA.
What is this music we're playing? Is this a piano concerto in C?
It's the Masters.
Oh, okay.
It's the Masters.
Listen, I got some music. I was told just find some music. Yeah. And it's 2 hours of clean covering for study music.
There you go. Number two on biggest draft bus. The Royals drafting Dan Marino. Never played a game.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy never played at all.
Right.
What a bust. And number one for me would be John Baldwin.
Oh.
Even though I saw the catch in practice. That practice catch that made history. John Baldwin didn't really pan out as a first-round draft pick of the Chiefs.
No.
At wide receiver.
So coming in at number four for me, Asa Lacy. That's a first-round draft pick for a pitcher that has failed miserably. Asa Lacy is a bust coming in at number four. Coming in at number three, Kyle Zimmer, another first-round pitcher that you swung and missed terribly on, right?
Yep.
Terrible picks. That's why this organization has to go out and try to acquire pitching any way they can, because you're drafting Kyle Zimmer and Asa Lacy, and you're striking out in a big way on those. You can't miss on your first-round picks. Which brings me to number two, Bubba Starling, another huge bust for the Kansas City Royals. And number one, I think the biggest draft bust of all time in Kansas City, Slimo, Sylvester Morris. He played one season, 15 games at 46 catches. Yeah.
Jeez. Such promise, too.
Yep.
And he was called Sly. I mean,
Slimo.
Perfect.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.